Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic readings always on Wednesday and Fridays from 3 to 4 o'clock. And you can get an in-depth reading on my website at theessenceofsuccess.com. On the right side of the page, just click on the icon for a reading. Also, you can purchase purses, get my book, Are You Ready? It's a book of poetry, and you can listen to the show 24/7. Anytime, just click on to the left side of the page, and as you go down the page, you'll see the radio show. Okay, with that, we are going to begin. On the show today, we have Brenda with us, our numerologist, on the line for people that, you know, might have more in-depth questions. So anyway, one question per caller, and we are going to begin now. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today on In the Studio with LSV. And our first call today is area code 425. You're on the air with Linus. How may I help you?
Hi, I just have a question, one question.
Okay, and who is this?
I'm sorry. My name is Brandia.
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
It's Brandia.
Brandia. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like Brandy with an A, Brandia.
Brandy with an A, Anthea. Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to know where Aldo is. Aldo is a bulldog.
Oh, okay. A-L-D-O?
Yes.
I'm seeing him in the neighborhood. He's running around. Let me tell you where I see him, at a white house with a garage on the right-hand side. And he's running around the neighborhood, but he's around this house. It's not anybody he knows. It looks like there's a teenager, maybe a kid about 13 to 15, that's playing with him or kind of petting him. They're trying to figure out if he's lost or not. But he goes on. He's a traveling animal. He likes to travel. He likes to kind of be adventurous and go around the neighborhood. Nobody has stole him or picked him up. He's just traveling. Maybe he's lost, trying to get back.
Do you have any idea what state that is in?
A state?
Yeah, I adopted him out, and I got a big story from the adopters, and they said, first they said that they killed him, and then I've gotten too many stories, and that was in Indiana. I'm in Seattle.
Okay, well, I don't know about kidnap. I just see the dog running around a neighborhood. I do, and there's, like I said, there's a white house, and the garage is to the right when you go up to this house. But I don't see anybody holding him or capturing him. I just see him kind of running wild, like he's being adventurous. He's just out enjoying himself. So were they supposed to send the dog to you? You're not going to get it.
She adopted him out. So you basically, he got adopted from you to other people, right?
Right. I run a rescue. And
right.
And so they adopted him, and then they said that he became aggressive, which I don't believe. And they said that I think they just sold him to the highest bidder is what I think.
So he's really confused as to where his home is.
Yeah, he is. That's really why it seems like he's being adventurous. He's just running all around. There's no specific home for him. It's almost like he's lost. If somebody
is Aldo
him,
a brindle?
No, he's a chocolate color.
He's chocolate.
Yeah.
But he's totally chocolate?
He's a white and he almost looks like the color of like hazelnut creamer. And his eyes are the same. His eyes are the hazelnut as well.
But he doesn't have any brindle on him at all?
No.
No stripes?
Nope.
Huh?
No, not at all.
Okay, huh. Yeah, see, I see him walking down a street, but I see a wooden fence. That's what I see. I see a wooden fence, but I don't see flats. But that's one of the places that he's been. He doesn't know where his home is. He's lost.
Yeah. But I got too that he's lost. So.
But I don't now see where is he, what state he's in.
For some reason,
California popped up to me. That was the first thing I got was California. It popped up.
I got Wisconsin and Illinois for some reason, and it keeps changing, and I'm like, what the?
He's moving around, yeah. But it doesn't seem like he's in a place that's really, I mean, it seems bright, so it doesn't seem like it's a really wet, because he's not, honestly, my feelings, I don't know about you, Lynn, but I get the feeling that he's sort of, he's okay with being kind of loose. I mean, and I think that he's, like, just getting help along the way. It's just enough. But but he's really confused as to where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
he's supposed to be with me. I was kind of forced into this because I didn't have all my paperwork in order, so I ended up having to adopt him because of the previous owner, and they've started this big campaign, and they were threatening my rescue, so I had to adopt him out, but I wanted to keep him, not my boy. And that's, you know, they tried to tell me he was dead, and I was like, no, he has not come to me, and this would be the first place he would come to, is at least to visit me and say goodbye.
No, he's not hurting. It's like Brenda said, along the way he's getting help, because I keep seeing this teenager between 13 and 15 is kind of like, you know, are you okay? You know, he wants to help the dog. So I feel that there's help
there.
And they might end up adopting and put a sign out if anybody lost a dog and they don't hear from anybody. He will be in a good home. Because I see this teenager playing with him. But anyway, and Thursday, I need to go on. I've got several calls waiting.
Okay.
So
all
know
right.
that
okay.
your dog, he's lost and confused, but he is getting help, like Brenda said. He is getting
But there's
help.
A quick thing to say to you really quick before you go. You know, the best way to communicate with animals is always to picture things in your head and send those pictures to their mind. You know that, right? So that's the easiest way for them to talk and understand us, is to see pictures.
Do you see him coming back?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
But you can try to guide him somewhere safe.
Okay. Well, send him to that boy. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, next call, area code 810. May I help you? This is Linus. What's your name?
Hi, Linus. My name is Jacob, and I have a relationship question. I just broke up with my boyfriend about yesterday. He broke up with me, and we were together for about 2.5 months. It was really good, in my opinion. He just kind of got distant and got really busy and just kind of broke things off with me yesterday, and I was just wondering, it's not like I really want him back. I'm hurting right now, but I was just wondering, do you see him calling me anytime soon, like calling me back to get a hold of me, like, or texting me or anything? I just wanted to know so, like, maybe I could be prepared if he was going to.
Okay, Jacob, just give me his first name, honey.
Jacob.
No, his first name.
Matt. His name is Matt.
Okay, that's all I need. Don't give me his last name, just Matt. Okay. Let's concentrate on Matt and see what's going on. Well, first thing that came up, Jacob, I got Matt felt like you were being needy. You were very needy. He's a good guy. He's a good person. He just thinks that you guys need some space. He just wants some space right now and give you a chance. He feels that you were clingy or too emotional and needy for him, and he's not used to that. So his space is not that he's mad at you or just like, you know, you haven't did anything that bad. He just feels like he needs a break from you, like a little time away, and maybe you can get yourself together where you're not emotionally needy for him, but more or less as a good companion, just as a good companion communication. But I see that he's a good guy. I mean, I don't see anything bad about him. It's just you overwhelmed him. He hasn't ever been exposed to that or that type of emotion or feeling, so it was a little bit too much for him. So that's why he broke off and walked away. It wasn't anything real serious, like he did something real bad or you did something real bad. It was just a little too much for him. So I don't want to tell you to tone it down.
Do you see him, like, calling again or, like, calling maybe next week or a few weeks or something, like calling me or texting?
No, he's not Jacob. He needs some space from you, and you do too. You see, even in your words, when you're asking me, that's emotionally needy or desperate. Giving some space, and you have some space too. I know you care. I can feel it in your heart that you love the guy. So,
right.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But just give yourself some space. You know what? Jacob, love you first. Start loving you first, and then it'll come about. There's another guy that's coming that is neat. I'm going to tell you, this other guy, he's funny, he's laughable, he loves to go, he's got strong, strong energy where he's just like always on the go, let's go do this, let's go do that. And for you, that's good because really that's the person that you need, that someone that can keep up with you because you're an active individual. And so you need an active person with you as well. But also, because of your emotions and stuff, this guy will be your match because he's also kind of like that too. So you two just melt together. I'm going to tell you, this guy stands about 5'7", 5'8". He's medium built. Looks like he might be blonde. Might be bleach blonde. Looks like his hair is naturally brown, but he bleaches it blonde. And you'll meet him in a week to 2 weeks. I'm picking up probably in 2 weeks you'll meet this guy. And he'll be at a bar, believe it or not. But it's not like a bar that you would, like, party, you know, go party. Like, maybe you might stop in after work or something and have a quick shot or a cup of coffee or something. That's how you'll meet this guy. But it's not going to be like some going out partying. No. It'll be
right.
A quiet kind of introspective type of thing. But, no, you and this guy will hit it off. You'll be good. But the other guy, you'll be friends. I'll tell you that, yes, you will always be in touch with each other friend-wise, but it'll never be a relationship. You were too much for the guy. Come on. But that's not a bad thing. That just means that he had never experienced that. So that's why I said he's not bad and you're not bad. Both of you are good guys as far as that goes. It's just that, you know, even in heterosexual, if you're not used to certain emotions from a person, no matter who it is, you know what I mean? You kind of back off like, whoa, a little too much for me. Or as people say, too much information. You know, so that's all. But you
Great.
Two will be friends. But look forward to this new guy coming up in a week or two.
Okay.
2 weeks top. Before 2 weeks
okay.
pass, you will meet this guy.
Okay.
And keep that. You've got a beautiful spirit about you, Jacob. So keep that going. Don't. You know what? That just shows you what you don't need in your life. You need somebody that's going to be on your level. that's going to love you for you, totally and unconditionally. Right?
Right.
All righty.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Enjoy your love life, honey. You're going to be fine. You're good people. I'm not worried about you. You're going to be fine.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, darling.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Area code 561, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are
you?
Hi. I just had lunch with my sister today, and her name is Lena. That's why I'm doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's okay. Go ahead. What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask you when you saw a relationship coming up for me.
Okay. There's something turning in the background. I see somebody in the background and they're twirling. They're going in circles. Almost like they're confused, like they want to talk to you, but they don't want to talk to you. They want to talk to you, they don't want to talk to you. It's almost confusing for them. Like, do you know what you want, Lena?
Are you talking about somebody from the past?
Yeah, because they're behind you. But they're going in circles. It's like they do the circle. Should I stop? No, I'll do another circle and go back. No, I'll do another circle and come forward. It's confusing. That's what I'm seeing behind you. So I don't know if there's somebody you're trying to talk to from the past, and they don't know whether or not to come back, or is it going to be more game playing, or are you for real this time? You know, but that's somebody you're dealing with in your past. You're talking to this person. So you either need to, either you're going to go for it and make that relationship work or let it go. But you're confusing
somebody,
the person.
There was somebody I dated somebody from the past. His name is John. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And you're confusing him as well as confusing yourself.
Because I haven't spoken to him in July.
Well, are you sure you haven't talked to him since July of last year?
Right, I've not spoken to him. I mean, I thought about talking to him on the phone, but I changed my mind. So maybe that's where you see the confusion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that came up right away, so I have to tell you what I see. So, but anyways, does he think about you? Well, I believe he does because he's confused. He keeps going in circles, like whether or not to talk to you or commit to making a commitment or just go on his way.
Because he had asked me to marry him, and I didn't want to because I didn't feel we knew each other well enough. And then we had a fight, and we broke up, and then he started dating somebody else, and then I just totally blew him off, and that was in July. And I haven't spoken to him since. I mean, I was homeless and everything, and I just felt like if he really loved me, he would have never wanted to see me in that type of situation.
That's why. Okay. Confusion. Okay. I see a boat drifting. Why do I see a boat drifting? I see you in the boat and you're going out into the water, just drifting. Is that your mindset right now, that you're just drifting, you don't have any set what you want, what you're looking for?
Exactly.
Are you really interested in finding companionship right now, or are you more just in a temporary measure? I'm not feeling you like you really want love right now.
Well, I've got a lot on my plate. I'm going through school. I'm trying to look for a job, living with my niece, so I'm trying to get my life situated. And,
okay, that's why I'm not picking that up. You've got other things that are priority in your life, and a relationship is not one of them. That's just the loneliness talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that you miss a companionship, but you've got so much going that your mind is not set on really a relationship at this time. It's just the companionship or the loneliness that, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody take you to the show, you know, or maybe go out to dinner. So I understand that, but it's not prevalent. I'm not picking that up. I'm picking up you're really busy, and that's good. What you're doing, that's a good thing. You know, things are going to work out for the best. In fact, in June, I see you moving into your own place.
Oh, God, thank
you. You have your own apartment in June. It's going to be a studio. And it's like on the west side. It's on the west side, wherever that is, the city that you live in, but it's on the west side. But I see you in June. You're in a studio. It's not much, but you can afford it, and you're happy because it's your own little spot.
Okay, so I won't have so my kids won't be living with me then?
No, I see you by yourself in the studio, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I see you in the studio, so.
How long do you think I'll be living here? I mean, do you see me reuniting with my kids? Because I have so much stuff in storage. I mean, I can't see living in a studio apartment because I don't know what I do with all the stuff in my storage. Do I get rid of it?
I see changes coming about in May. What are you picking up, Brenda? I see May is when changes are coming about for her.
Well, it's just, it's like, okay, from what I see, like when I hear her energy, it's almost like there's a tornado going on in a room. So, yes, it's almost like you're spinning that you were seeing. For me, I guess now that makes sense because of the confusion I'm seeing with her. There's so many things going on in your mind. You're not even sure where to stop and turn. It's like, is it my living? Is it this? Is it that? I think the whole thing about a relationship for you is almost like if I was in a relationship, I could kind of escape my life. But it's not a great reason to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And anyone that's serious that you could have a great, serious relationship with is going to have to try to deal with a lot of stuff that you're trying not to deal with because it's so overwhelming. And I'm not saying you just don't want to deal with your life. It's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming me as I'm, feeling your energy.
I'm dealing with my niece, and she doesn't want me living there, and she's doing everything to drive me out, and I can't even believe I'm going to be staying here until May, because I can't take it right
listen,
now. Listen,
there's options that are out there in the universe, the way things are right now, and what she's going to see right now is based on the way you're thinking and your energy. So my suggestion to you, which is be hard, is just focus on one thing and make that
work for
come into alignment. If you really think that to your highest good and your mental, peace would be for you to find another place to live, then if you focus on that, all the other things are going to line up with it, including whatever it is, finances, whoever it is that's going to come into your life to make it possible. All that will line up if that's the most important thing for you. And when you start dropping some of those major things, the overwhelming stuff is going to start to fall away and you're going to be able to think more clearly. You're thinking clearly and then only focusing on one or two things, you're going to be almost catatonic. Where do you go? I mean, any of us would be there. We all go through where you're going. That state that I'm feeling from your energy, you don't even know what to, should I sit up? Should I stand down? What should I do?
I know. I'm very overwhelmed in my life. I've never had my life such an uproar in my life. And it's just,
that's okay.
I feel like my sister, I feel overwhelmed and exhausted.
Yeah. So take one thing today, if you can do this, it's to your advantage to do it. Just decide on one thing. It doesn't even have to be, this is the best one or the best one. Decide on one thing that you're going to work on. No matter what your niece says, no matter what your family says or any of your friends, decide what that one thing is and work on it. And then, I mean, it's the only way out of this kind of for any of us.
Okay.
That relationship, I'm going to tell you right now, I thought 3 months or more because, really, it's so outside the realm of what you need to be dealing with. For your own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I wouldn't have the energy for somebody right now, especially somebody I used to see, because he was very draining emotionally to me.
There you go.
Yeah, when you think of relationships, it's because you're trying to escape your life. So just figure out one thing right now. I mean, and if it's your housing, then make that the most important thing. Figuring it out. Okay?
No, it's a job. It's a job. I got to be able to pay for the housing.
Okay. Well, then let's start there with the job. Go with the job. And just tell yourself, whatever I get for a job, whatever comes up, that's going to get me to where I need to go. And so stay focused on that, no matter what anybody else is saying. Okay? Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Lena. We'll be praying for you. Take care. And thank you for calling. Okay. Area code 518-518. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Denise. Hi,
How are you?
I'm glad. I'm listening. I'm getting encouraged.
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, absolutely. I don't have a relationship situation. Mine is career.
Oh, okay.
And I want to move, but I want to make sure this is going to be a move that's going to be fruitful and positive. And I don't have a location in mind, so help.
Oh, well, I definitely see you in an office. I see a long desk, but I only see one person on the other side. So I guess that's you, but I see a long desk. You got to give me more of a question because the spirit is doing broad. I got a pigeonhole, but give me more of a narrow of a question.
Okay.
What do you want to know? Like, is there a job coming up soon, or
that I would like to know, and the area that I should kind of focus on.
I
wanted to get away from administrative assistant kind of thing.
And that's what I saw.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. And you said long. I'm like,
You know you're good at it. I know you're tired of it. You burn out, but you're good at it. So
yeah,
I did pick that up. That's why I saw that desk, because you're good at that. But I understand the burnout, too. We've all been there and done that, where you just get tired and like, I need to do something new.
I mean, I could
make a change.
The whole nine, but I'm like, I don't mind some typing, but.
Okay, now, Denise, I just got HR. Spirit just showed me HR. Have you thought about working in a human resources department where you're doing more, I'd say, one-on-one with people that need assistance as far as benefits, retirement, you know, stuff like that, where instead of so much paperwork, you're going to be dealing with people. Have you thought about that? Showed me HR.
You know what? I had played with it, but I had heard, this is what I heard from different people exploring options. What did they say? Oh, you can't go, nowhere to go in HR. So I kind of like just threw it out there because, you know, I want to get a full time so I can go back to school and get my credentials, because that's what people, they think they need that. But you can learn a lot in life without having a, you know, those particular papers. You learn more.
It's not about, but it's not about, Denise, where you can go. It's where you're going to bloom. Because when you bloom, right, when you, you know, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, she was made for this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you seem more viable to other positions, even higher positions.
Okay.
Because they'll see how great you are at this or that.
Okay.
But I think there's that personal one-on-one HR or training or something like that. There's something about that that you're really good at, and you'll shine.
She will, because I can feel it.
HR,
yep, she'll do good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's her calling, That is her calling.
Yeah, even if it's a clerk position in HR, take it, because you're going to bloom.
Okay, because I do have that with the one-on-one thing. Yeah, you're right, because I worked in a political office, and, you know, even when I left years later, people were still looking for me.
Because you're good at it, Denise. And look, just because you're at that company right now, babe, that doesn't mean that's where you're going to always be. Do you know HR is at every company throughout the United States? So just because you're at one company and you said, well, you don't mind the location, I got Edmonds. I don't know why I got that name. Edmonds came up when you were talking about location. But anyway, you could be in your company. Edmonds.
What
does that mean?
Edmonds?
Yeah.
Edmonds.
I got Edmonds or something with that kind of name.
Okay.
Edmonds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, like Brenda was saying, I can feel that within your spirit. But what I wanted to say is, even though you're with this company, and maybe it doesn't have promotional criteria that you're looking for, all you want to do is get your foot in. And like Brenda said, you'll be good at it. That once you bloom and blossom, you can maybe go to IBM and say, you know what, I understand you got an HR position open, and that job is paying, you know, $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've already built up the history of you working in HR that you're so good, like you said, even from your political, that, hey, here's a company that's going to pay you $10,000 more than what you're making right now. You know, it's like old folks say, sometimes you got to take low to get high.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you already got the background. You got the history of working with people. So you are so good. You just don't know how good you are. You're better than you know. You really are. You're very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but do that. HR, like Brenda, I agree with Brenda because that's what I picked up right away was HR. You'll be very good at that. And also now the area I got, Edmonds, what else? East. I'm looking east. I don't know about
you. Isn't she in Oregon, so is she going to come to Washington?
No. Are you in Oregon? Is that where you're calling from, Denise?
I'm New York.
Oh, New York.
She's from New York,
okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
East. Yeah, I got east. She lives in the east. But I don't know why I got Edmonds. Maybe it's like some little
small
town.
Where is Edmonds? What is that? I don't even know what that, where is that?
I don't either. I just got Edmonds, so I don't.
Maybe that's a company. I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that could be true, too. But, yeah, you will do well. You will do quite well. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. That helped me a lot because I know in HR I was exploring an investigative aspect, and I know you have to investigate things in HR. So
mm-hmm.
I was playing with it, but now I'm not going to play with it.
But you know what I see that you'd be really good in HR is helping people with their benefits.
Really?
Yes, that you'd be real good explaining that to them about their sick leave, vacation, retirement, if they're out on L&I or whatever, that you'd be real good about explaining benefits to people. You're the person that you will be the go-to person when they have a problem with certain employees, and it'll be like, you know what, you need to go see Denise.
We're helping
I'm the
people.
I'm the go-to person now on my part-time.
Well, see, or helping people find the best placement for them in the company.
Mm-hmm.
Because you work so well with them one-on-one and, you know, their personality type. So, yeah, take advantage of what you got, girl. Your skills are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, but do I kind of stay in this area because I'm not feeling this area.
Well, you said that you're open to move. You
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
If you start applying different places and something comes up
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like the perfect position, it'll fall into place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Since you're open,
yes.
Then you can apply anywhere.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I have that flexibility.
Right.
Yeah, apply anywhere. And also, Denise, don't just apply for what you think you're only qualified. Apply for over stuff that's beyond
that's
you.
Right. Exactly.
Don't just apply for what, yeah, I can type 58 minutes and do 10 key and file. No, go beyond that when you apply. And when you go in for those interviews, you tell them why you're qualified. Even though you may think you're underqualified, no, you tell them why you're qualified.
Yeah,
that
you're made for that job. And
that's
you'll
what
see.
I've been doing. I haven't been looking at when they state something. I said, "Oh well, forget it. I don't have that." So
don't do this.
Mm-mm.
And that's what I've been doing that, especially when
there's
they
a
say,
reason
"Oh,
why
well, we want a master's," or "We," I said, "Oh, forget it. I won't even go."
Well, you know, just go there with what you have, and it's like, and I'm willing to go to school if you guys, you know, whatever.
He'll pay for
but it's
it. He'll
like,
pay
try
for
me
school.
Out,
yep.
And you'll see just how good I am. You don't
yep.
know where it's going to just work. You know, all that stuff that they put out there, it's not to say that they won't look for that, but you never know when you walk into the one place and they're just like, she's exactly what we need. But
amen.
You always have to tell yourself when you walk in, they need me more than I need them. And always think that. Never go to any interview or pick up application without that thought process in your mind. And the one who gets me is going to be the luckiest one on earth.
Okay.
Trust me. It will direct your energies.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. I really do. From the
Well, call
from
us back
the
in a month and let us know, Denise, how things turned out for you.
I sure absolutely
yeah.
would. I definitely would. I'm so glad I came into your blog here. I didn't know what to say. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so
girl, you're doing
you so
good.
Much.
Pat yourself on the back and know whatever that you want. Like I say, the world is your oyster. For you, it is.
Oh, thank
For
you.
For you,
so
it is.
Much.
All you need to do is throw that fishing hook out there and start reeling in all kind of companies and applications. Yes, ma'am.
All
You'll
right.
see.
And now, this is 3 o'clock on what time? Is
this
that,
is on Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays and Fridays
oh,
from
okay.
3 to 4. And then now the first Sunday.
Time.
Yeah, now, Denise, the first Sunday of every month, I'm on for a whole hour of psychic reading. The
okay.
first Sunday of every month. So the next one will be, what, this is the 27th, so 2 weeks.
Okay,
and
now, the first Sunday, same time, this is 3 p.m.
No,
time?
No, oh,
I'm sorry.
First Sunday of every month is psychic readings from 4 to 5 PST,
and that's
my time.
4 to 5,
which
what
would be
Easter?
7 yours,
I mean,
4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock
oh, 7
your time.
Okay.
Denise, it's Pacific
like
Standard
right.
Time.
Okay. First Sunday monthly. Okay, I got that. And that's 7 p.m. Eastern. And
right.
you were 3 p.m. What is this, Pacific time?
4. Yeah, 4.
Yeah, Pacific time. Pacific
time.
Okay. So, that,
so
that's
it's 6
7
o'clock.
Okay.
So 6 o'clock
time.
In the week. Okay.
Okay, I got it. I want to make sure.
Okay.
I got it. Thank you so much. I'm so encouraged. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I have a direction now because I was like, I was clueless. I really was clueless.
We've all been there.
I was clueless because I do have all these different transferables, but I'm like, I really want to do, you know, that administrative, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I can blend it in with HR. But this is me.
All right. That
thank
makes us
you
happy.
So much. Thank you so much.
Well, you
much,
have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for calling, Denise. And like I said, check
will,
back with us a little later. Let us know how
I'm
you're doing,
call,
kiddo.
I'll give you the update.
Okay.
I have to give you the feedback. I got to give you the testimony.
All right. That's what we
all
want.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much for the encouragement. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace all and blessings.
Right. Thanks for calling. Okay, it's me and you, Brenda.
Oh, okay.
So
hey,
we
listen.
Can, well, let's discuss. Since everybody here
like
is on the relationship tip, why don't
yeah.
we discuss until we get another call in?
Well, here's one I would like to discuss from a, if you don't mind,
no,
from
go
a
ahead.
Purely psychological point of view. Just so you all know that I'm a grad student in psychology, too, so. So, I, you know, these are all things that I think about all the time and I study all the time. But one of the things that came up on one of the callers was if somebody loved me, they would do this or they would do that. And that's one thing I'd like to throw out to everybody. I'm sure we've all heard it. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it, Aunt Lynn, with your many, you know, paramours over the years that if you loved me, you know, this or we've thought it. You know, I've said
yep.
it to my sweetie. I say it to him all the time about anything crazy. If you loved me, you'd let me have like 10 dogs, you know. So, but the reality is when we say stuff like that, that really doesn't quantify real love. Generally, it's one of those things that we're sort of putting a conditioner or a test on someone. And so it's one of those things that maybe people should think about once we put it out there. If you're saying it seriously to somebody or you're thinking it in your mind about somebody, you're probably doing yourself a disservice, because people show love all kinds of different ways. Lynn, what's one way that somebody has shown you that they loved you and it was not what you expected? Over the years, can you think of one?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
When Dan bought me those diamonds.
Oh.
That was truly unexpected.
Right. But that's the way he was showing you he loved you.
Yeah.
It wasn't on what you thought he should do, right?
No. Because that
right.
wasn't necessary to me.
Yeah. And the only other way that I can think of to get around that is if you really believe that somebody shows you love on based on a specific behavior, you need to have indicated that to them, you know, because it might be that they don't do that or they don't agree with that. But it's a trapping that can, you know, can harm us in the long run. When we think, like, say, for instance, if you had thought if he loved me, he'd get me diamonds and he never got you diamonds, but maybe
yeah.
he did everything else. You know, maybe he took care of your house, your apartment, you know, he always got your car washed, you know what I mean? Or, you know, he was good with your children, or, you know, he would spend time listening to you go on ad nauseum about your crazy friends. And then you just thought he didn't love you because he didn't buy you diamonds.
Yeah, yeah.
See what I'm saying, people? Just
well, expectations. That's
yeah.
the thing, expectations. And I wish women would stop that, expectations. And please stop comparing your last man with your current man. Don't do that. That's horrible.
Women and men do that.
Women and
because
men,
I had a
yes.
Good,
I don't want to just pigeonhole us.
I had a good friend that used to say all the time about his wife, well, if she loved me, she'd walk in the door and give me a hug every time she got home. He said, that's what wives are supposed to do. And it's like, well, did she know that? Was that written on the contract when she signed her marriage license? Must
yep.
hug husband every time I walk through the door? Because if she doesn't know that and you don't tell her that, then you're already making a judgment about her that's negative, and she's clueless.
That's true.
Maybe.
And another clueless, Brenda, too, don't start anything in a relationship that you're not going to keep up. There's an old cliche, don't write a check that you can't cash. If in a relationship you're used to talking to your man every other night, or like Brenda said, maybe getting a kiss, and all of a sudden you come in one day and like, no, I don't feel like kissing you. Well, why? You've been doing it, you know. How come dinner's not ready? When I come home at work at 5:30 every evening, the dinner's ready. How come it's not ready? Because I don't feel like cooking dinner. That's why. You know, but you've set up a pattern in your relationship, and that's why I'm taking out expectations. You set a pattern up to expect this when it shouldn't be expectations. It should be just because, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
unconditional love. We're all aspiring
well,
to that.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Unconditional love. But then how many people out there are like that where they can love totally and unconditionally? I mean, I know that's hard because you see things about even a guy you want to date or a relationship that you're in, and you're like, oh, no, I don't know. I can put up with that or whatever. But like you say, when you balance it out and look at the positives can be so great that you can look over the negative aspects, you know. Hey, we got a call. Hold on,
okay.
Brent. Area code 818, you're on the line with Lynn. Oh, they just hung up. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brent.
Remember that.
But,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. That expectation thing, that's, you know, it seems much easier to receive unconditional love than to give unconditional love. So, you know.
It is. Go
yeah.
ahead.
But that's the place
and I'm not
that
talking about when you're playing
to.
Around because I play a lot and I'm a real imp in my relationship. But somehow this person loves me. I don't know where he gets the love for the nutty things that I do, but thank God I've got that kind of a person. But I will act like he has to treat me better than I have to treat him. And that's just when we're joking around. We're joking around. I understand that. But the reality is, if you don't want to give as good as you're getting, or if not more, then you're missing out on some, you know, wonderful experiences.
Yeah.
And that other thing that is one of those sort of pet peeves that I get in psychology is people say, everybody's supposed to give 50% in the relationship. But that means you're at a stalemate once everybody reaches the line in the middle of the room. Like, if no one's going to cross over the 50%, then how do you ever do, you know what I mean?
How do you do more than that? Right.
Yeah. So you don't want to keep track of that kind of stuff. You really don't. I mean, you can keep track of how you feel when you're with someone. And you can keep track of how you want to help other people feel.
And also, Brenda, let's also discuss when you're in a relationship and your loved one has done something in the past, quit bringing it up. Leave it alone. If it's in the past, then let it remain in the past. If that behavior continues, then you do what you do best. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, if you're going to be together and you're going to work through whatever the situation is, God bless you. Work through it. Get better. Show that love. And leave it in the past, because every time you break it up, you are not only tearing down, you're killing part of your relationship.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Once it's in the past, leave it in the past and go forward. Like I said, unless the behavior continues, you know, like I've told you, quit leaving your towels and stuff on the floor every time you take a shower, you know, or... you know, when you do a glass or something, you know, instead of, if it bugs you, then say something. Otherwise, be done with it in the past and deal with it. That's the thing. You know, people don't talk up. I keep saying a closed mouth don't get fed. But, you know, as women, we want to say, oh, he don't do this. And like you say, Brenda, you know, he don't do this or he don't do that. But as you stated, Brenda, if he don't know, you need to tell him. But not only that, say something. Don't let it just keep going on and on and on where it gets to a point where you just snap. You know, you're like, you know what? I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. This shit just got real.
Yeah. That could be for any relationship, whether it's an intimate one or not. And so whenever something happens that this is a great practice, both psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. If somebody says or does something and you're thinking, why'd she do that? That's, you know, seems kind of mean, or was she trying to call me out in front of everyone? Whatever it is that gives you pause or question, go to the source. You don't have to do it in front of everybody else and turn to a big confrontation, but you can quietly, but do it then. Do not wait a week or 24 hours. Do it then. Just pull them aside. It's like, hey, did I do something to upset you? You know, are you saying that you don't love me? I mean, what are you saying? You want me to put your shoes outside every night? Whatever it is, if you don't honor them with bringing it up at that time, then you're not honoring either one of you, especially if you're going to sit there and think about it, fester, and then come up with this whole argument in your head that they don't have privy to.
Yep.
You know, if you're in a relationship, communicate. Even scary stuff.
We got a call. Area code 586, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Monica.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good.
Okay, what can we help you with today?
Can you tell me, I met this gentleman, and we've like been talking a little bit off and on, but it hasn't went anywhere, but I feel like if we'll meet up, and we were talking, and he would just stare at me, and then he'll just, like, don't want to go away. But I haven't said anything because he's from a different culture than me, and I really, you know, don't know what's going on, and I don't know how to approach it.
Why can't you just go up there and talk to him and ask him his name and exchange phone numbers?
We did that, and we did talk a little bit on the phone, but I'm still trying to fill him out.
Does he speak the same language as you?
Yeah, he's from India.
Oh, yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Indian culture, the first thing you need to find out, is he married or not? Because most Indians have wives back home.
No, he's not married.
Okay, then you're good to go. You're good to go then, girlfriend.
Well, his cultural beliefs, too. What are his cultural beliefs about
dating?
You know, stepping outside of his culture.
He hasn't really said anything yet. Like I said, I didn't know how to approach him or what to say because I didn't, you know, want to take it the wrong way, or do I be submissive, you know, should I be more submissive? Because, you know, in our culture, women, we are a little bit more aggressive, you know.
They are, and in their culture, the women are submissive. You are quite correct.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to be that way. That's not your culture. Your
right.
culture is to be a woman that stands tall. I mean, I wish that for women around the world, but, of course, it's not that way.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I'm picking up is that it's interesting. It's new. You both are just feeling each other out right now, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see any problems within your relationship. It's just a matter I see you two just, you know, finding out, okay, this is your culture, this is what I do, this is what we do. You know, kind of like little kids in the yard playing, and it's like, oh, your mama let you do this, your mama let you do that, you know. But that's what you both are doing. It's almost like children. You're finding out each other. Mm-hmm. But I'm not picking up anything bad. All I see is good. I see you two just, you kind of just traveling along, learning about each other. And it's fascinating because I see both of you enjoying it. You with your cooking, him with his cooking, different things, curry, what have you. And you two enjoy each other.
Mm-hmm.
I see both of you in a beautiful environment from your place to this place.
It's a wait and see, and it's not going to be like a typical movement of, like, you and somebody who's just, you know, a regular American person. It's
right.
not going to move at the same pace. Do you understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to drive you nuts. That's something you're going to have to deal with, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think you might cook him, yeah, a little. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She will. I saw that. She got him hooked. His nose will be so open, trains can go up in there.
Yeah.
Especially when
they're
going to
be fine, believe
wait.
Me. Huh? I'm sorry.
I said, especially what I've been through, I can wait.
But it will be a good relationship for you, though, Monica. It will.
Okay.
It'll
cool.
be a good relationship. So I'm going to tell you, go for it.
Okay.
I don't know. Brenda, how do you feel?
I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it. And it's changing. Remember what we said, like the cooking and stuff like that?
Okay.
Because they do enjoy eating. It's a culture.
Okay.
You know, they're vegans. Most Indians are vegans, so I don't know. But
and the funny part, he is not. Now, I stopped eating beef because the boss I work for, he's Indian too. And he's women. He's Hindu. So I started doing the mantras and meditations in between working with him because it's fascinating. But he's Muslim, and that's what really tickled me because I was getting something to eat, and he was like, Hammer, I said, you're not supposed to be eating beef. What are you doing?
That's why I said that's why I asked you earlier what, you know, how does he feel about his culture and stepping outside of it?
He said,
because there's how he feels, and there may be how his family feels, and it may not match up. But
mm-hmm.
somebody who steps outside of their culture on a regular basis, you know, or is starting to, you know, they're going to have some, you know, issues because
yes.
then they got to figure out where they want to be. So be open. Be very open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You've been good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's handsome.
Mm-hmm. I caught all that money. I just ain't said nothing. No, yeah. That's why I said they're going to be good.
Yeah.
They're going to be good. So, yeah, and enjoy it. And you know what? Different cultures, this is good. This is how we make the world better, by learning from each other. So that's a beautiful thing. It is.
Yes.
Even beside the relationship, at least you're stepping out to learn something new. And I wish more Americans would do that instead of being prejudiced or not understanding. But step out and learn. You never know. You might learn something new and enjoy it. And then if you don't, you can at least say, hey, I experienced what it was like to be with Indian culture or Asian culture or Mexican culture. You know, so, yeah, go for it, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and enjoy your week. And thank you for calling, Monica.
And thank you for taking my call. Yes. Thank you.
Alrighty. Night-night.
Bye.
Okay, so we're getting down to the last 4 minutes, so we're going to wrap up. So now next Sunday's show is about what is bugging you. On Sunday, January 27th, we're going to let it rip.
So, like, am I going to be the only caller? Because I'm sure I've got at least an hour of things that are bugging me.
I don't know, babe, but I'm telling you, I'm sure a lot of people are probably going to call in on what's bugging them, from political to entertainment to relationships to God only knows what. But I'm sure it's going to be a lively show. So that will be Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which on the East Coast would be from 7 to 9, I believe. So please join us. And, of course, on Friday, Brenda and I will be back from 3 to 4, which is, you know, our 1-hour quick psychic reading. So we definitely want you guys to call in and enjoy. We only have Brenda for a little while. As long as her computer's down for a minute, we got her. So you better call while we can, while we got our numerologist with us. But anyway, I want to thank Brenda so much always for being here and supporting me through a lot, Jesus. But anyway, I appreciate her. And thank you to all the callers that called in today on Wednesday, our psychic reading. And don't forget, come back on Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we'll be giving out some more good information. So join us. And with that, I'm going to say good night, and Brenda, close us out.
Night, everybody, and don't let your love go wrong.
Hello.